This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community. The Party
Line Team. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi. Talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Nice and relaxing on a Monday morning. What a great pick for a song. Thank you. Welcome to the WILO and Boone 102.7 FM Party Line. Carl and Cindy in with you on a Monday morning. And of course, Party Line is brought to you by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. Normally, again, you can watch the Party Line telecast on HoosierLineTV.com. However, I think we've got an issue this morning, but of course, we still want to thank our sponsors, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union. I want to thank everybody, the Fair Board, and everyone who was out for the fair with us last week. It was a great time. Really enjoyed that. Carl, did you make it out to the fair?
I did not, but I heard all the wonderful things that went on.
You didn't get any fair food?
No, I was busy last week.
I know. We always have you going to 40 million places, and we were sending Carl information, actually, from the fair. So in his defense, that is kind of how it worked last week. So we'll have more on the fair. I think you're going to do a wrap-up on the fair. Is that right? We're going to try and get all the information from the fair winners, and you'll have all of that coming up?
Yep.
Looking forward to that as well. So we have a lot of things happening in our community, and we'll get to all of those things. The Hot Dog Festival is coming up this weekend, so we will be talking about that and a lot of other things here this morning on Party Line. But first, our guest is here, so I don't want to make him wait because you traveled a little ways to get here. Gary Wolf from the Carroll County Country Club is with us, part of the Marshan's Window Tinting Small Business Spotlight. So good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we got to get you on a real mic over there.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't even notice it, yeah. No, Gary Wolf, Carroll County Country Club. This is a public golf course. So talk about has this golf course always been there? I've played golf, but normally, it's been a long time since I've hit the links, to be honest with you. So tell us a little bit about this particular course.
Yes, the course was actually established in 1927, so it's been there for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And obviously back in the day, it had a pool and things of, you know, that nature with the country club. So, yes, it's been there for quite a while.
It is a public golf course.
It is a public golf course. It's a par 71. It's located at 411 East Howell Street. And we've over the last couple, 3 years, we had quite a few guys that retired. And so a lot of us go up there and donate our time. And so we're trying to get it improved and get it back to where it needs to be.
I also heard recently that there was a new restaurant there. Is my information correct?
Yes, it is. Pam and Rich, they've stepped up and decided they wanted to open a restaurant there. And Pam and Rich also own the Burlington Boathouse, Rossville Water, the dock at Pittsburgh. And so now they own a restaurant there at the golf course called Putter's Pub.
That's a cute name.
Yes, that's a great name.
I love that.
Yes, for sure.
So are you holding, is there an events facility? Are you holding events and things there as well? Or is it just the restaurant that serves just the golf course?
No, everybody's welcome at the restaurant. What we usually say is come out and play nine, get you some food, and then go play the rest of your round. So it's a nice place to go up and grab a beverage or sandwich or whatever you want to do, and then continue.
And they serve alcohol there as well?
Yes, they do. Yes, I mean, they're a full-service bar.
What's golf without a drink, right?
Well, you got to have a cocktail now.
You got to cool off, right?
That's right. Exactly.
That's what I say as well. Well, I'm curious. Let's talk about the golf course itself. 18 holes. So tell us about, you know, things like the hazards on the course and the water and things like that.
It is. It's a nine-hole course.
Oh, it's a nine-hole course.
It's a nine-hole course. You know, you play. We have different tee boxes, obviously, for the front and the back. So you can do that. So we do have a nice 230-yard par 3. It makes it pretty tough. We have a par 4, a 90-degree angle, hole number 3. It makes it pretty tough to do that unless you're a big hitter and want to take a chance and cut the corner.
This sounds like my kind of course.
Yes, yes. It's a good time. The camaraderie up there is great, you know. And we're not so priced out of the system that you can't come and have fun. For a non-member, play 9 holes, $18. You know, for 18 holes with a cart, it's $26. So it's pretty reasonable to come up and play.
Okay, with a cart, $26. I'm making notes here. How often do you guys make changes up there to the actual course? Do you move the holes and things like that on the putting greens?
We do the pin change. Pin changes every week. We change the pins, so there's something new every week. You know, because that course gets a lot of play that people don't realize. You know, we have choose up on Fridays at noon. We have choose up on Saturday mornings at 9. We have choose up Sunday mornings at 9, plus all the other events and plus all the play that we get.
Do you do fundraisers on the golf course? Do people, I mean, that is one thing I've noticed that golf courses around us have started doing, a lot of fundraisers. Do you do that as well?
Yes, we do. We just had a huge fundraiser about 2 weeks ago. And on July the 27th, the Oracle Open will be a fundraiser that we'll have, and that'll be huge there, too.
Okay, is that for Delphi Schools?
That's for Delphi Schools, yes.
Sure, I wondered with the name of that, that kind of led me to believe that. Are there any walking restrictions on the course?
No. We have a few pull carts that are available for the people at no charge, and but you can walk as well.
On this course, the way it sounds like it's kind of beginner friendly, but it also sounds like there are some challenging holes on there as well to kind of meet every level of golfer.
Oh, yes. Our greens are very nice, but they're a little bit smaller maybe, I would say, than average. So you kind of got to be a pin shooter to score well on the course.
Smaller greens. I need about as big of a green as the actual golf course in itself. It has been a minute since I have played golf. So,
yes, yes.
Are there any water hazards on the course?
No water hazards on the course. We have sand bunkers, and we just improved a few of those this year, and we're going to continue that with either later this fall to finish those out or early spring.
Yeah, that's also good for me when I hear that there's no water on the course.
Yes.
That means I might actually get to keep a ball.
Yeah.
You talked about the greens being a little smaller. What do you think is the most challenging part of that particular course?
I'd say, you know, that 230-yard par 3, that's pretty tough. That's an elevated green behind the clubhouse, and you got to be a pretty good straight big hitter to land on that green. So that's one of them there. And like I said, number 3, cutting the corner, that's a pretty challenging hole there also.
Who designed this course?
Ooh, I don't know.
We don't know.
From way back then, I can't
sure.
tell you.
Sure.
You
know, no, sure. I understand. That is a long time ago. I didn't know if it was anybody famous that we would know. Do you know if there's anybody famous that's ever played on this course?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there has been anybody famous.
Sure.
You know? We have a good greenskeeper as far as go. Randy Kessling takes good care of our course up there, make sure things are going right. So.
Sure. And how do you get a tee time? What's the easiest way? Or do you just show up and you can play?
Most of the time you can show up as you can play. Like I said, on choose up days, you know, at 12 on Fridays and 9 o'clock Saturdays and Sundays, you want to either come earlier so that you can get out before those guys, because usually there's somewhere between 16 and 25 guys that play in that, and or you got to wait until later on until the guys make the turn.
Okay. Is that a league kind of play?
No, that's just a choose up. You can
okay.
come there anytime if you want to play with everybody and just get in line and throw your ball in the hat, and that'll be your team. So.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. So it's a good time. Like I said, the camaraderie there is great. The atmosphere is real fun. We do have a men's league on Thursday night, And that starts off at 5 o'clock.
What other things do you have going on? I know, I'll say we're mid-season, because really if the weather's nice, I mean, I've seen people on the golf course, really, if the weather's nice, you'll get bizarre days, you know, in late November and early December, it's a freak nice day, and I've even seen people out there then. So what can we kind of look forward to as we're getting through the season here on that course?
Well, they also have two ball on Friday night, so that's a kind of a men and women thing. So if you want to bring your wife or your girlfriend out and play with that. And then at the end, they have a wheel. They spin the wheel, and it's so many bogeys, so many birdies. So it doesn't really matter how you score that day. It's just kind of a fun thing to get out and do. So we have that on Friday nights. And also, we play golf. Usually, if it's 50 degrees out, you can probably come to Delphi and find somebody playing.
I believe that. Yes. I totally believe that.
For sure. For sure.
Have you guys ever tried the night golf?
No, we have not tried the night golf yet. We did try last year, and we're going to do it again this year, is backwards golf. So, like, if you were on one green, you would come off the green and you would actually tee off to maybe to another green. So it's a good time, and we had a really good fun time doing that.
That does sound fun, and yeah, a great way to spice it up a little bit.
Sure. And then we have something we call ball toss. Since the restaurant deck is kind of over the number 9 green, we have a ball toss game that we play afterwards too, and that's pretty fun sometimes.
Do you keep track of your handicap and all of that?
Oh, yes, it is a handicap. Like I said, for the memberships, 325 in this, or the 625. If you want a handicap, that is an extra $30. And so a total membership with card and everything is like $655 for the year if you want to do that.
That's not bad if you want to play for a long period of time and get several rounds in. That's
sure,
a pretty good deal.
You know, for the 325, I mean, I think you'd have to play like 12 or 13 times to get your money back. So that works out pretty well.
There's people that play a couple of rounds a day sometimes, you know.
Sure.
So that would get its money back quickly. Anything else you can tell us about the golf course or the restaurant or maybe the events? Maybe you have some events coming up that people would like to know about that they can get participate in. Or if they would like to do a fundraiser, how they could get in touch with somebody to do that.
Yes, if they want to get have a fundraiser or anything like that, they can just come out and check with us. And we'll get them set up with the restaurant also, so they can supply maybe the food or the alcohol on the course if that's what they want to do. Like I said, the only one we have coming up this month is the Oracle Open. And now, like I said, that's the 27th. So
that's this Saturday.
Yes, that's okay. Yes, this Saturday.
And can people still get involved with that?
I'm not sure, but I think the it's full.
Okay.
At this time.
That's a good problem, right? When it's full, that's a good problem.
That's a good problem when it's full, for sure.
All right. And how can people get a hold of you over there at the golf course? Is there just look it up on your phone like everybody else?
Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. And the boy that we have working at Forest, you know, he's usually in the pro shop there, so he'll answer the phone. And if you want a tee time or just ask if it's open play or whatever you want to do.
Well, you brought up the pro shop, so that tells me that you do have some supplies there for folks that, like me, maybe have lost their balls and maybe need some new tees. So what yes. kinds of things do you have there in the pro shop for folks as well?
Basically, just in the pro shop, it would be the balls and tees. That's about all we have there. We don't have any as far as like shirts or hats or any of that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, since we're a small course.
Yeah, just the necessary things
that
obviously we would need to play.
For sure.
And can folks, I know sometimes I've taken kids to play golf and they didn't have their own clubs. Are there rentable clubs there for maybe folks that don't have their own clubs?
No, there is no okay. rentable clubs. You'll need to bring your own
okay.
clubs.
Okay, bring your own clubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we ask that everybody have a set of clubs, you know, that each person has a set of clubs.
Sure. Anything else we need to know?
It's just a fun place to come. If you need to come out and practice, you know, or someplace like that, that's not quite so high impact, I would say, you know, with people. It's a great place to come out and learn and to practice. And we have some guys there that can help you out if you are struggling or you want a little help. A lot of those guys we have some pretty good golfers that will be happy to help you out anytime.
And is there a driving range or practice putting green?
We have we use number 7 green. It's right there. We use it as our practice putting
sure.
green, but that's about the only putting
okay.
green we have. So, yes. And the driving range, The driving range, we do not have a driving range. So you just kind of
driving range is a golf course, right?
Driving get out range there on is the golf course, yeah. Because, like I said, since it's not a high impact, you know, if you want to hit a couple three balls, especially through the week, you know, that's fine.
This is very much like my kind of play. I like to go. I don't even like to keep score. I just want to go out and enjoy it and have fun. I've played. My dad took golf kind of seriously, and so that made me not want to take it seriously, I sure. think. And so I just like going out and having fun and just walking, talking, and it's Delphi's, right up my alley.
Delphi would be right up your alley, you know, like I said, especially now since we have Putter's Pub opening up, you know, and they have a lot of things going on. They have bag tournaments out there where the pool used to be. That's all concreted in, and so they have bag tournaments there, I think, on Tuesday nights. They have poker tournaments on maybe Tuesday nights, maybe the bag tournaments on Wednesday night, I believe. You know, so you can get burgers up there. They have steaks. They have great steaks up there. Sandwiches, all the stuff.
It sounds like you actually have more going on when, you know, you act like it's pretty calm, but you guys really do have quite a few activities.
We do have a lot of, stuff going on. We're really happy that they've came aboard and kind of helped us out, and we're going to plan more things as next year gets started and they kind of get open and kind of get more acclimated to what we're doing and so that we know what they're doing for us and try to make it better for everything and a fun place to come.
How did you get into this role that you're in right now?
I really don't know.
That's how it always works, isn't it?
Yeah. We're all friends up there. Like I said, we have about six guys retire all about the same time. So we've all kind of just stepped up. And then here I am.
And can I ask you what you did for a living before you retired?
I was a union industrial insulator. So I traveled quite a bit over the country and got that. And I got my 30 years in on that and decided I'd retire. So
good for you. Yeah. And what a way to retire, hanging out at a golf course and kind of helping everybody out. That is kind of, I think people think of that as a little bit of the retirement dream, right? You've worked all your 30 years sure. to kind of do what you're doing now, and you're still giving back to the community in a way and enjoying what you do in the meantime.
Yeah, we're having a great time. Like I said, I grew up around Buck Creek. You know, so I wasn't so far away, and all these guys have been my buddies for a long time, so we've, like I said, we just have a good time.
I love that. I love that so much. All right. Well, we appreciate it. Again, this is Gary Wolf. He's from the Carroll County Country Club. It is a public course, 9-hole course, and can you give the address on that again?
Address is 411 East Howard Street.
Howard Street.
Yep. So If you come to Delphi, go to Wilson Street and turn north. Go down across the tracks and kind of look off to the right. You'll be able to start seeing it and then turn on Howard Street.
Okay. They do have the new restaurant. And most people will recognize the folks who are doing that restaurant.
Yes.
And so we appreciate that. And you can do events there, folks. They have, you can do fundraisers there. They have all kind of weekly activities that go on there. So if you would like more information, you can go on Facebook to the Carroll County Country Club Golf Tournament page or golf page course. There. And again, this is Gary Wolf. Gary, thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it. And you making the drive over. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go here really quickly?
No, just come play, have a good time. And I appreciate you guys having us on so we can kind of promote our business and things.
We are glad to do it. Glad to have you as well. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
All right. You want to take a quick commercial break here, Carl? Is that going to work for you?
That can work.
All right. Thank you. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 FM.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged?
Your wedding day?
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rick with Freckles Graphics. You want to make a long-lasting impression without breaking the bank? Freckles Graphics is your one-stop spot for all your marketing needs with a wide range of services, including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, all your signage and promotional needs. Trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. We got you covered. Get what you want, how you want, and when you want it without sacrificing quality. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. So check us out at FrecklesGraphics.com. That's FrecklesGraphics.com, your partner in success.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Do you know?
I still don't know the
song. Oh, Carl, killing me. This is a classic. You're home for classic
hits. I mean, it is Foreigner, so of course it's going to be classic.
And Party Line, we are WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. Good to have you along on a Monday. And thanks to Gary for coming in today from the Carroll County Country Club. Again, you can check them out on Facebook. Melissa taking a couple of well-deserved days off. And just a reminder, folks, that we do have concert tickets to give away today during the free play. Not only will I be giving away a four-pack of tickets for Kentucky Kingdom, but we'll also have a pair of tickets for the Pat Benatar concert that's coming up this weekend, Saturday, yeah, she told
Saturday.
Me. So I will have those to give away this morning as well during the free play that kicks off at 10 o'clock. There are a couple other things happening in our community that I wanted to share with you today. I wanted to let you know about Shoup's Country Foods. They are, again, partnering with the Indiana State Fair for the Indiana State Fair Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off. Now, the cook-off is actually August 10th, but you do have to get registered by this Friday. And this is for amateurs, folks, so anybody can register for this. It is a super fun event. I've gone down there, and I have worked with them. I have watched it. It is a lot of fun. And then, of course, sampling might be, of course, the best part. But there are several different categories. Oh, the categories aren't on this particular sheet. But there's hog burger, there's loin. There's a free category. I forget the others off the top of my head. I'll get those later. But you could win money. That's the other thing. Category winners, first gets $100, second gets $50, third gets $25. But overall grand champion, which you could still win the others as well, they get $1,000 plus a lot of other little goodies as well. Reserve grand champion gets $500. And so it's kind of a cool event, but it's taking place down at the Indiana State Fair, and it happens on Saturday, August 10th. And so to get registered, if you would like to participate in this, and again, it's for amateurs, so it can be just anybody. So all those people that tell you, man, you should really get in a contest or you should really start doing this, here's your chance with Shoup's down at the fair. And you do have to register by Friday. All you have to do is go to ShoupsCountry.com to get registered, or you can always give them a call there at Shoup's Country Foods. Yeah. So,
and the categories are build a hog burger, chicken, pork loin, pork ribs, open, and then showmanship.
Okay, yes. And showmanship is all of it, like your tent, mm-hmm. because I think people put up their tents, if I recall.
It
and
says,
then,
based on theme, style, and creativity.
There
and
you
showmanship.
Go. Yes. And so that is one of my favorite parts of the whole thing. But, you know, I worked with them 1 year for this event, and on the open category, you are required to use either the Shoup seasoning or their barbecue sauce or a combination of both. And some of the most creative things that you would not think of. I remember 1 year somebody entered a pineapple It was a pineapple dish, and it used the Shoup's seasoning. And you would think, right? It was phenomenal once it was on the grill, and they had grilled it and then drizzled it with some. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. So I do encourage you to start thinking about it, what you would maybe like to enter into those categories, and get registered by Friday at shoupscountry.com. Also, Clinton County Ducks Unlimited is having Clubs for Conservation. It's a four-man scramble. That's coming up on Saturday as well. And it's one of those deals where I think you just show up and register as you get there. It's at Deer Track Golf Club. If you would like more information, feel free to call us here at the station when we get off the air. And, of course, the number which you can call into Party Line anytime is 659-3338. But, again, this is Clubs for Conservation. Clinton County Ducks Unlimited four-man scramble is coming up on Saturday at Deer Track. So, again, more information, give us a call here at the station. Carl, you want to talk about your shirt that you have on today? Because that was one of the other things that I wanted to touch on this morning.
We are T-minus 5 minutes out from the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby.
Just to be exact.
It's my biggest race of the year that I watch. It's riveting. Mm-hmm. So in about 5 minutes, they're going to be setting the ducks free in Sapphire Bay. It's going to be on the United Way for Clinton County Facebook page.
Come on, Celeste. Come on.
I think Lolly's going to take it home.
Celeste, by the way, is my duck. I don't know what number she is, though. I'd have to look in my email that I got a while back. Mm-hmm. But Celeste is my... Does it have the number or the name on the duck?
It has the name.
Oh, so I will know if Celeste. So anyway, we will try and get information. I'm sure Carl will have information on that a little bit later today that you can check out as well. But fingers and toes crossed that Celeste...
No, Lolly.
Carl,
she's been warming up all morning.
If you actually win this, I'm going to be so mad. No, not really. Good for you. Kimberly Black is going to join us here in a little bit, too, and she's going to talk about some of the other things that are happening because, of course, we have the Hot Dog Festival coming up this weekend, and I know that Kim Stevens will be on with us here a little later in the week to talk about that, but there are still so many activities that are going to be happening at Prairie Creek Park with the city of Frankfort. So she's going to come in and talk about some of those. I mean, the next movie in the park is coming up. We have more concerts on the way. Mm-hmm. There's a lot still happening at Prairie Creek Park. So we'll talk about those things with her coming up as well. Also, just a couple of reminders. I found this sheet on my desk as well that if you are a member of Frankfort Moose Lodge number 7, which is the longest actively running moose in the world, I believe. They have new Saturday hours, which are 4 o'clock until 10. And coming up this weekend, on Friday night, shrimp and clam dinner and free jukebox. If you are not a member of the Moose, you might consider becoming a member because there are a lot of perks, including some great prices at the bar if you decide you want to do something like that. So check out everything that's happening at the Frankfort Moose Lodge. And again, if you have questions or want to become a member, just stop there or find a member. We can give you some names if you need that as well. And check out everything happening at the Frankfort Moose Lodge. As I look at the calendar, today's the 22nd. A week from tomorrow, we start sports action here for our first football game for Hoosierland TV.
That's crazy.
It's a month away that we start football games. And, you know, I think, if I'm right, I think there are kids that are going to be in school in like less than a week here in our community. Some kids go to school very, very early. And so just a reminder to watch out for those children as they start school. A couple of other things. The Clinton County annual Stuff the Bus, which we are a part of here and host, is coming up July 31st. And so they will get flyers up. I spoke to him at Jamie at Walmart Saturday or yesterday. My days are starting to run together. And so they are expecting all of us. And so he was asking me about it yesterday. We will have flyers up and you could start donating really any time because they put bins out. So if you can't come that day, for example, you can just start putting things in the bins. And then what we'll do is either you can label your bag, how you want it to go, what school you want it to go to, or you can just put it in there, and then if it's not labeled per school, we will divvy it up amongst the schools. So Clinton County Stuff the Bus is coming up July 31st. It's from 5 to 7. That's at the Frankfort Walmart parking lot. And so this is for all the schools in our county, including the crossing as well. So that is coming up here in the near future, and we always look forward to that event. So we have some Shred It Days with the Farmers Bank coming up. The next one is in Lebanon, August 10th. Also, the Frankfort Community Public Library has announced its slate of Hoosier storytellers, and the next one is coming up Saturday. That's at 1 o'clock during the Frankfort Hot Dog Hall of Fame returns to the library. So that's a big event, and I wanted to let folks know about that as well. I know that Don is always very active in that, and so I wanted to let folks know that that's coming up at the Frankfort Community Public Library this Saturday. That's at 1 o'clock. The Frankfort Hot Dog Hall of Fame returns there that day. So those are a few of the things we have coming up.
I also wanted to plug real quick that the Free Community Day is today at Sapphire Bay
for the
Frankfort Eagles and Coomer Sawmill.
Thank you.
So if you go 11:30 to 1:30 today, you can get in for free.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. Anything else you have on that side over there before we take our next break?
Just two little things. There's harness racing coming up this Friday.
That's correct. You're right. And that's at the Clinton County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I loved harness racing. I loved that it was back at the fair this year. It was such a nostalgia thing for me. So I'm glad to see harness racing. And yes, it is this Friday, Saturday?
Friday, July 26th at 11 a.m.
Okay, perfect.
And then also, if you want to show off your skills and your 13 to, I believe, 20, you can enter Clinton County's what's it called? Got Talent.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and signups are due on Friday. And then the Got Talent is on Saturday, and it's going to be just people showing off their talents at the hot dog festival.
Okay, Carl, let me just ask you. If I signed you up for that.
I'm not in the age range.
Hold on, I'm just saying, if I signed you up for that, what would your talent
tap
be?
Tap dancing.
Can you tap dance?
No. But I could probably fake it.
I love that. Okay, Carl is faking it when it comes to tap dancing. All right, it is time for a break. Kimberly Black will be joining us here again, the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. She will be our guest coming up here listening to Party Line on Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO.